You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, February 3rd show. I am committed to providing you knowledge needed to be successful in every area regarding your finances. Knowledge is power, and that's what you'll receive from listening to the show. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but I'm here to answer any questions that you have or connect you with the amazing guest I have in studio. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or go online to themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, Rosemary West with Avenue Properties, Luxury Real Estate. And we're going to be talking about residential real estate market update. Rosemary, thank you so much for coming back in studio.
Thank you.
And a little bit about Rosemary. Again, she's with Avenue Properties, Avenue Luxury Collection. Rosemary West has over 20 years expertise in the local real estate market. She attributes her success to her extensive marketing and sales experience, advertising and public relations that have formed the foundation of her large local network. And, you know, not on my questions here, but large local network. I mean, you really need to have a large local network in this environment right now because it's so competitive, and really being connected at a high level with the players in the market and other peers in your industry really makes a difference. So I just wanted to shout that out because I only bring the best of the best here in studio. Why? Because I want to be able to connect you with my listeners because it's so important to work with an experienced, knowledgeable, and connected agent right in your local market. So, Rosemary, what are the current market conditions?
The current market is absolutely frenzied. The inventory, of course, is still low. And as you mentioned, the interest rates have gone up a little bit, but they still are pretty low. And a lot of people had refinanced, so they're not thinking about selling. So inventory has maintained to be extremely low, trying to find people to sell their properties, like finding it's like winning the lottery.
Yeah,
it's
wow.
Crazy. And I think it's just going to become even more so that way, as you were speaking earlier. If the interest rates go up, then people aren't going to want to move. Mm-hmm. They're going to reinvest into their homes and improve them and stay put. The other thing that is happening is we have a lot of homeowners that are buying properties next door to them. In other words, they get an idea or they hear of someone thinking about selling that's their neighbor, especially with waterfront property.
Okay.
And properties within West Bellevue, and they're combining properties.
Really?
So therefore, future inventory is also going to be lower.
Interesting.
So it's going to affect our market all the way down the road.
Yeah.
It's going to be a domino effect.
Yeah. It's just crazy to see what's going to actually shift, because in every market, the market goes up and it has to go down. I mean, it's always been that way and it'll always be that way. The question is just what is going to be that is going to get us in an adjustment in the market, and when is it going to happen? So let's talk a little bit about rentals. Are vacancy rates down for rentals, Rosemary?
Well, what's interesting about rentals, and a lot of the investors came in and bought everything they possibly could under $1 million within the metro areas of Seattle, Bellevue, Kirkland, Redmond. And now what we're seeing is there's a big inventory of rentals and leases. Now, I don't deal a lot with rentals and leases unless it's a particular seller that needs to put his house on the market or condo on the market.
Okay, yep.
A lot of people just go to different services that provide rental information for that purpose. But I do know that the vacancy rates are a little higher now.
Yeah.
And you're not able to demand as high a monthly rate as you were before.
Okay. And new construction, I mean, you talked about lottery, made a joke there with lottery, but there's actually some of the builders and new constructions are actually doing a lottery on their homes because there is such high demand. So new construction, what is the current impact in our market with new construction?
There is a new development in Bellevue, condominium development, that is taking reservations, for example, and you talk about the lottery situation. I have several clients that are interested in putting in reservations and putting deposits into those condominiums, and they're actually going to be in a list and put into a drum, essentially, and they are going to be chosen like if they were going, it's going to be a lottery
situation.
Like
a lottery, yes.
And it's it's a little bit concerning that that's the way our real estate is going.
Yeah.
Because the options for people is very frenzied.
Mm-hmm.
They're making decisions that are more emotional and more pressured. And I don't foresee that changing in the near future, only because we don't have the inventory, the land to build on, and there's not a lot of new construction coming
in. Yeah.
There's some that's slated for the 2019-2020 market.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not a whole lot that's being built right now.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation I can bring you back in a show I went to listen to. Matthew Gardner, economist, and, you know, Denise Lowness, and kind of, you know, all of the things, the dynamics that's happening behind the scenes with builders and why, you know, they're not building right now. Again, a whole nother show. So for all my listeners, you'll have to stay tuned for that. And same thing with the condo, with all the permit requirements. And so, yeah, it's just interesting because you think, well, why aren't we building more? What they're building is they're building apartments. They're not building the condos. And
correct.
The builders are not bringing, you know, building new construction homes to the level that you think they would because of the lack of inventory. But so inventory and market forecasts for 2018.
Right now, it's just extremely exasperating for my clients because I have a lot of buyers looking. I have a lot of clients that are talking about listing their properties but mm-hmm. won't until they find something to buy. So we're in a position to and then the property values keep going up. Like, for example, if you do come across new construction in West Bellevue communities, for example, the least expensive is a $1.8 million piece of property.
Yeah.
And it's right on the freeway.
Yep.
And the points, Medina, Yarrow Point, Hunts Point, Clyde Hill, you're at 2.8 to 4, 5, yeah. 6, 7 million.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to East Bellevue, you're at $1.6 million to start for something with a small lot. South Bellevue, you're at 2.476 is the least expensive.
Jeez.
Mercer Island's at $1.98 million.
Mm-hmm.
Kirkland is at $1.6 million. Then you go into Redmond, Issaquah, Sammamish, North Bend, Snoqualmie, the further out you get.
Mm-hmm.
You might get lucky and find a townhome or a home with a zero lot line for maybe 600,000, high 600,000s to the 900,000s, and then even up to 2 million. It's just a And then you go into the Seattle communities, condominiums, very few,
yes.
a lot of apartments.
Yep.
The homes that are being built are not in the price point that a lot of people can really think about because you're already at $2-5 million.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a crazy, crazy market. You go further south into the Seattle area, like, for example, West Seattle,
mm-hmm.
Beacon Hill, and that's taking off as well. But you can at least pick up something new around the $800,000 price.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Price point.
So, you talked about sellers not, you know, really wanting to sell to then have another house makes sense. I mean, you know, sometimes when there's a lack of inventory in the market or to really get creative as agent professionals is reaching out to sellers and, you know, seeing about the opportunity of them selling their home, but that strategy can't work in this market because there's nowhere for them to go. So it's really the sellers that are moving out of the area, relocating to another area, or the seniors that are transitioning into a different lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
you know, that those are the ones that are really selling because, like you said, people, that's the other end of it. If there's nowhere for them to go to, they're forced to stay where they're at, even though that they want to, you know, purchase a new home. So where is Seattle within the, well, and I talked about it on a little bit in Money Chat, but in the national standing of home values?
We're in the top three.
Yep.
Of places that have increased the most in value.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle is, Seattle, San Francisco are, you know, of course, the Bay Area is still growing quite a bit.
Yep.
Any area hub that has a lot of technology
mm-hmm.
is drawing quite an absorbent amount of jobs and people coming
in. And
into
we have
the
all
area.
Their satellite companies here. You know,
and
so
that
it's too expensive for them to live there, so they're coming here
they're
to
coming
Seattle.
Here.
Uh-huh.
And it's become a lot of, for example, Microsoft has just recently, like today, announced that they're going to do another round of layoffs. Who they're going to lay off, I don't know yet. I think it has to do with the Windows 10 is what I've heard the rumor that that's the discipline that they're going to, it's going to be affected the most.
Okay.
But there's also hiring a lot as well.
Yes, yeah.
Their cloud computing has become very strong. There's, you have the virtual reality, you have so many different technology that is coming in that's in the virtual world.
Yes.
That is affecting more jobs coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the space programs and with Blue Origin and SpaceX, and that is very real. People mm-hmm. are coming in for that, the biotech firms. So we still have an absorbent amount of growth in our area, and I don't foresee it slowing down for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And most economists are when they discuss this, are saying it's going to be another 2 years,
yeah.
possibly. There is going to be a correction at some point.
Well, they're all, yeah, definitely. It's the question of when. And I just, you know, have a hard time even seeing in 2 years that we're going to hit it, you know. But time will tell. So what else is causing the real estate intensity, Rosemary?
Well, number one, of course, low inventory,
mm-hmm.
The job growth. The new tax reform is also actually, I think, made people optimistic.
Yeah.
And they seem to have more money to play with, and they're getting raises, and their dividends are being paid out, and options are being given. So I think people have a little bit more money to play with.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily mean there's the inventory to go and buy, but there's a lot of activity out there.
Yes. So anything else that you think that tax reform is going to affect the real estate market?
Deregulation
uh-huh.
of building mm-hmm. and construction. It'll be interesting to see what the builders will end up doing and investors throughout the West Coast. We're the strongest, of course, in the market outside of like the Midwest or
yes.
even the East Coast. There's so much opportunity here. And I would say that the real estate intensity is going to just continue
mm-hmm.
To be fueled, and it's going to continue to push the prices up. We were at an appreciation, national median home value rose 12.5%
mm-hmm.
within the Seattle area.
Mm-hmm.
Tax reform is definitely going to affect us, and builders, how they react with the cost of building,
yep,
land,
that's the
labor,
huge
and
issue.
Right, mm-hmm. and pricing. The expense of development and the options they might have and where the urban job cores end up being. And then, of course, the millennials. You have a lot mm-hmm. of millennials that were renting that want to try to buy. And sometimes they're combining their household incomes and buying together.
Yeah. So what about the outlook on new homes and the affordability in our region?
I don't foresee, from everything the economists are saying, that our prices are going to level off
mm-hmm.
at this point.
Yep. Yeah.
Just because of the inventory
yeah.
and the demand.
Yeah. So you talked about millennials. Are you seeing that they're having a hard time being able to get into the market?
Because of the intro level of
uh-huh.
the cost of a new home or a new residence,
yeah.
condominium, yes.
So where are you seeing? Are you seeing them actually making the decision to maybe do a little longer commute into work? Because it doesn't seem like it really is their thing. Their thing is more of the really convenience of commuting. But if they can't do that, are you seeing them buying it, you know, going further out?
Some
or continuing to rent?
What's interesting is they'll look, and we'll spend time sharing with them what's available outside, like in, for example, in Marysville, Arlington, Kent, Auburn, Federal Way, Tacoma even, and Gig
mm-hmm.
Harbor, Bremerton. Just take them outside of the area and see if they can deal with the commute. And I would say 9 out of 10 times, people decide, I'll stay and rent.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
I don't want to deal with the traffic. I don't want to deal with the commute.
Yeah, makes sense. Are there any foreseen effects of the new administration, Rosemary?
Yes, I think that we're going to see more deregulation, more leniency on environmental laws,
mm-hmm.
which will affect how builders will build and how property values will be reflected upon. The potential for opportunity of land building and new construction is going to increase immensely. I think private companies and publicly traded companies are experiencing enormous tax breaks,
mm-hmm.
which in turn allows them an opportunity to reinvest in growth in their employees and in their people. And therefore, I think that will fuel our economy for a while longer,
yeah,
which will reflect in also a very positive outlook, and people want to buy or move up or at least look at that opportunity.
Sure, sure. Yeah, great information, Rosemary. I know there's, you know, some, a lot of things going on with the Growth Management Act as well, and so hopefully there'll be some forgiveness side there. So as we're wrapping up our time together, what would be a call to action that you would give to my buyers and or sellers that are listening and they're frustrated?
I would say give me a call.
That's a good call to action.
Let's talk about listing your property. Let's talk about selling your property while the market's still at its height, mm-hmm. because there will be a correction at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
And right now, there is an abundance of buyers waiting to buy those homes. Mm-hmm. So as long as we price it in a reasonable price point and not something that's a dream price,
sure,
it will move.
Yeah.
And that would allow people to take advantage of a market that's very strong.
Yeah.
Because once it turns, we don't have an idea of what that will be.
Yeah.
We would love to know what that crystal ball has in store for sure. our area, but we don't know.
Well, the one thing I'll say, and we've learned, you know, I've been in the industry for over 2 decades and, you know, pushing 2.5 decades, it's guaranteed the market's going to adjust. But the only way you lose money in real estate, you're forced to sell in a bad market. So when the market adjusts, you've got your home, as long as you're not forced to sell, as you can see from the complete financial meltdown that we have, look where we're back now. So the market always goes through its cycles and always goes through the seasons. And so
it's still important to own.
Yes, and very important to own.
At least you have something that you've parked your assets yes. into.
Yep.
And you're not just wasting your money on a rental.
Exactly. Totally agree. Well, Rosemary, thank you so much for coming back in studio and sharing with my listeners. I really appreciate
thank you.
It. And you can call the show at 1-855-411-50 or go online to themoneyhour.com and you can connect with Rosemary and she can sit down and have a conversation with you exactly how to strategize as a buyer or as a seller. And coming up next on The Money Hour, Blueprint for 2018 Success, Tony Sablon with New York Life Wealth Management, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.